We're going. We're good. We're good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Home Fashions. Yay! So, we were just... we've still got Blank here from the last episode.
Yes.
Well, I say still. She's come back again wearing different clothes. So, very obvious that we're recording on a very different day than when we recorded last time. And we've also got Luca Capardi.
Yes, still here. Different.
So, off air, Luke, our kind of techie kind of production guy. Hi, Luke.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, we were talking to Luke about playing sports naked.
Yeah, normal small talk we do just to warm up.
Yeah, just to warm up. And Luke was saying that he can't run naked. Or you can run naked. Can you run naked or can't you run naked?
No, I can run naked.
You can run naked. And Luca, you were kind of perplexed by how
because,
you can run naked.
Because, the penis might be in the way, like at the... Or to your knees.
What a show off.
Or your chin. Depends on the...
Depends on how erect you are.
Yeah, well, it can be uncomfortable, I think.
Have you ever played any sports naked, Blank?
I can. I have big boobs.
Yeah. Actually, I had a punchline for this, but I forgot it now. So I'll remember it.
You told me we can't play football naked. I agree. I shouldn't
play football
naked.
You can't.
Said there's a specific
reason. Yes. The reason you can't play football naked. Here we go. This is so off the cuff. I can't play football naked because... my penis will be offside, even if I'm.
So he was bragging about the size of his baton. His baton? I don't know.
My baton.
Forgive me, boys, for I have sinned.
You're an idiot.
Say the size and say the shape.
Unlike you dirty pervert.
I don't know about redemption. I would look for revenge.
They ate the lasagna.
They're very weird.
Horn Fessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
And what about you, Blank? Have you been?
It's okay.
Just okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking very summery, actually, with your arms out. Wow.
It's very cold right now.
It is. You look freezing.
Yeah.
We'll turn the heating on. Right.
We will heat things up with the confession.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot.
Wow.
Yeah. We will read out real confessions.
Real confessions
from real people, anonymous people.
They're right here,
and we will kind of judge them or give advice or. That's
the point of the show. It's called Horn Fessions because there are lots of horny people out there who listen and watch the show and who send us their weird confessions. I'll be honest, there are other sex confessions podcasts out there. It does seem like we receive a lot of weird confessions.
Yeah.
It does feel like we've kind of found our niche, which is lovely. Thank you to the people who are sending in the weird confessions. Some of them are very strange.
And I'm not a lawyer, but some of them are kind of, you would, that's okay, but you don't know if it's borderline legal.
Really, we're not here to judge. Well, we are, actually. That is the whole point of the show. It is, we're here to judge. So, shall we get on with it then, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is confession number one.
Horn Fessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
A few years ago, I sneaked a foreigner into my grandparents' bedroom whilst they were at Mass. So they were at church, Luca. I managed to finish before they came back. But the neighbours were very surprised to see a strange blonde come out of my grandparents' house. They've constantly asked my grandparents about this, but my grandparents have no idea what the neighbours are talking about. Now my grandparents are really worried that the house might be haunted, and so they're thinking of selling it. What should I do?
First of all, the foreigner sneaking a foreigner could be either maybe he's in a Mediterranean country. There's maybe some tourists from Northern Europe, so they look more exotic, and so he hook up with the tourists, which is okay. Yeah. Or is very bad human trafficking.
It could be a trafficking situation. I sneaked a foreigner.
From a lorry. I put in, and when I finished it, like what?
Okay,
foreigner didn't have a. Probably she
didn't have a work permit.
She gave her full consent just to.
I imagine so.
For a visa, maybe, but we don't know that.
Yeah.
That happened on a Sunday. How many things can happen on a Sunday when you're in
the
church?
Well, we don't know. Maybe they were at Mass on the Mass happens every day, Luca, doesn't it? In
you're right,
I also assumed it was a Sunday because you wouldn't sneak somebody in. You wouldn't have sex with someone. like during mass on a weekday. Because mass on a weekday is very short. It's
that's
20
the
minutes.
Thing. So
whereas on Sunday it's about an hour. See, this is what Catholic people know. We have lots of knowledge that you non-religious people don't have.
For a quickie weekday, for a proper session,
Good Friday, ideally, when they're
there's a long... we don't do this. Does he live with his grandparents? So that's another level of Mediterranean life.
Either lives with his grandparents or he just has a key to his grandparents' house.
Yeah.
So
instead of a car.
He kidnaps this foreigner because she doesn't have relatives in the country, so nobody will alert the police. Yeah. Sounds a bit, maybe not.
Takes her to his grandparents, not even his house, his parents' house, but no. One step removed to his grandparents' house.
Or maybe the foreigner just going to the mass. Like, where's the church? Like, this way.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So this is a devote. She doesn't speak the language, so he easily lures her into the grandparents' house.
This is the religious tradition of our country. This is how we do it.
Grandparents' house probably full of... icon crosses, so it looks sort of like a church.
It looks like a church.
Then he undresses like Jesus, but in a different way. And then
when did Jesus undress?
On the cross.
Oh, right.
That's
okay.
So bad. That's so bad. Sorry, I should have never. I didn't say this. So bad. I'm Catholic.
It's fine. Very sexy.
But on the cross, he's dead. That's the point. He shouldn't be sexy.
Anyway, so he had sex in his grandparents' house. Then. The blonde left.
Yeah.
And the neighbours saw her leave.
Yeah.
But obviously the grandparents know nothing. And now the neighbours are like, who's that blonde girl?
But when I say the grandparents are not the smartest people on the planet, because when you haunt the house, you stay in the house. You never seen a ghost leaving the house.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a blonde ghost live in your house. Fine, thanks. I hope she was the only one. So now the house. But good for him, because if he wants to buy the house of his grandparents, he can get...
He can get it cheap.
So, I know he's haunted. Oh, horrible. Presence, like blonde women mourning on a Sunday. I'm willing to take the risk, grandpa.
So that's what you suggest? Wow. You suggest that He buys the house at a cheap price from his grandparents. What an evil man.
Not evil, but this difficult times are. We can't get on the property ladder, so I think at this point...
This is the way to do it. Yeah, see, this is what happens when you go to mass. People start going into your church, house and pretending that it's haunted.
I'm thinking.
Go on.
Because I'm a good person.
You are.
Deep down, and I would feel guilty. I wouldn't be able to... finish whatever they did in my grandparents'
sex,
house,
sex,
knowing that they're at church. Because I can't imagine this house full of the little statue of Virgin Mary looking at you like,
I have a
really?
Feeling this person, though, is very different from you, Luke. which is why he
gets aroused by knowing that the Virgin Mary is watching.
Exactly.
And the grandparents are in church, and he is with a foreigner who...
I love the description.
Maybe he wants to say stranger. Maybe there's a mistranslation. Maybe English is not his first language.
He found a stranger on the street, a strange blonde person.
That's bad as well.
So what happens now? What should he do? Basically, he's a bit feeling a bit guilty, right, about his grandparents.
Oh, does he? Okay.
I think. Is that what?
What should I do? I don't know. Maybe he wants, because he's worried if they sell the house because it's haunted, the house might... might lose value.
Might lose value.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets less when he has to inherit the estate from his grandparents.
Yeah.
So maybe he's worried like that.
I think put them into a home. Put the grandparents into a home. A home run by the church. And that way they'll be happy. They can go to mass all the time. And then he can inherit the house. Everybody's happy.
Sounds evil, but very reasonable. That's a good plan. Blame the neighbor. Say, the neighbor, heavy drinker, every Sunday morning drinking, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't see any blonde.
Say that you saw a blonde girl coming out from the neighbor's house.
Yes.
They're evil people, and now they're trying to put the blame on you.
They have human trafficker and drunk people, so you can trust them.
Yeah.
No problem with your house. It's fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Intact value. But have you considered going to the homie just to leave the neighbor?
Yeah, exactly. So then you can still take the home. Basically, end result, we get the home, or the guy gets the home. And we can get the home.
If you
want to
get
send
the
it to
home, our... please invite us.
Please join the Patreon.
I hooked up with this young guy in mid-20s.
That's good. Nice. Okay. Very nice.
When he came over to my place for sex, I realized he was a student of mine.
Wow.
So sorry. Okay. Well, who was in mid-20s? The young guy?
I hooked up with this guy who was in... Yeah, he's...
Okay,
the
guy was in mid... So he's legal.
Yeah.
Sort of legal. No, because... He's not a teacher in the 20s. No.
In the 1920s?
No. It's clearly... No. It's mid-20s. We still had sex anyway.
Even though he was a student?
He took it like a pro.
It's
not like I went to the dentist. How bad is... How painful... What did they do? Like, it should be like, oh, well done. You took it like a pro. Isn't sex supposed to be
pro
a nice thing? Unless... We need to find out what happened.
Oh, sort of, I don't know. Wow.
How often can a teacher do this morally and ethically? So I'm a bit confused. So, okay, no, let me...
You're the ethical expert here. So
we are talking about teacher. Technically, was still a student or was a past student? Because
he said he was. So we don't know. He was a student of mine.
So let's be on the legal side. The guy is in his mid-20s, so an adult.
Yeah, but also, yes.
And then they hook up maybe on a dating app, and they realize, oh, but he used to be my teacher at school. Awkward, but legal, because he's not a teacher anymore.
What if he still is a student? What if he's like, you know, an adult student?
University.
Or learning English or
that
something.
That would be hot. Yeah.
But slightly unethical.
That would be hot. I mean, if that's what you are, right, like, it would be.
So I'm assuming he took it like a pro.
He took it like a pro. So he didn't... I mean, what could that mean? He took it like a pro.
So I have a feeling. Either it was the first time for one of those people.
Oh, you think it looked like a virgin?
I don't know. What did he take?
Maybe he was... Maybe... I don't know. The way I understand it, he took it like a pro. It's like maybe he was a bit intimidated because try to remember your favorite teacher from school. Imagine you go to the door, you open up, and she's there, and she's like, "Right, I want you right now, Luca."
Because what if, again, I'm maybe misgendering the character. Yeah. What if they are two men?
Yeah.
So maybe one is a bit less expert. So the other one, the teacher, who has a role of a given in the Greek mythology. No, mythology, in the Greek society, you know, the philosopher, the Greek philosopher, they used to teach also through intercourse.
Anally.
Anally, yes. They assumed that you would get great knowledge through nothing
anus.
Can teach you like that, they said. Socrates, not my word. I never went to school with Socrates, and my parents would never send me to Socrates school. But so what if, like, he's a teacher, seasoned teacher who knows the Greek way of teaching, and say, "Oh, I'm gonna teach you,
and you're gonna take it like a pro.
Maybe just pro, like after sex, he helped her to like finish the PowerPoint or something.
Yeah, like, maybe he took it like a pro. Yeah, maybe that's
pro
what he
student.
Did.
He got,
maybe got like it. A pro student after sex. He's like, "Right, let's do the PowerPoint."
This is the bit you never understood. Yeah. I'm glad that now that we had sex, you
have you ever fancied any of your teachers, Luca?
I thought you were going to fancy any students.
Have you ever taught? Have you ever been a teacher?
No. When I was a student, I used to fancy students as well, but they weren't.
Never a teacher?
No, but they weren't. I had to... In the fantasy, they look like some actress in some movies I was watching on the set.
Right.
I couldn't...
You couldn't...
I could just... The fantasy was that one of those porn stars, for some reason, got hired by my school.
Ah.
And that... Because...
But that never really happened.
No. And the real teacher had... great teacher, but not that arousing for me. Not my...
I had a French teacher who I fancied a lot.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, a lot. Everyone kind of fancied her. And I had a maths teacher who had enormous boobs.
Oh, wow.
But was like...
0-0.
She was like a massive bang. Like they wouldn't fit in this studio. She was like massive. She wasn't very nice. She'd give us lots of homework and everyone was very scared of her. But she had... So I remember having a couple of dreams about her and her boobs. Uh-huh. And then waking up the next day being very confused, being like, I can't believe I just dreamt about this.
Are you good at math? Did she make it?
I'm terrible at math. Like terrible. And I think it's maybe because I'm traumatized.
But you could have impressed her with
With my logarithms.
Yeah. I'm gonna be, if I solve this equation, can I get a sneak peek? The final question is, how often can a teacher do this morally? And like, is she?
She wants to do it more, obviously. So she
with
has
the same
time.
Student or with another?
Maybe
clear.
She wants to go around the whole class. Maybe she's like, well, that works
okay,
with
let's,
that guy.
Let's assess all the students
let's assess
one by one.
Let's see who I can hook up with. Yeah, how often? Let's give this person a number. How often?
I would say maybe after the half term, when the exams are done, that would be make.
Then you go for it.
During the spring break, maybe have a little bit of a spring
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay. Blank, how often? Let's give this person a number. How often can she hook up ethically and morally
once,
with
once
the
a month,
student?
Once a week?
I think just every time he did good on the exam.
Every time. Wow, what an
incentive. That's how they lead the country.
This is how you build an education system.
When I was a kid, I thought, like, if I had the blood test, oh, you took it like a pro because you didn't cry.
Yeah, you didn't cry. But so he didn't cry. So this student didn't cry after sex. Taking it like a pro. So, confession number 3 starts with a question, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Am I a bad person?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. That's the end of confession number 3. Now, here we go. Here we go. I am from Malta. There you go. Thank you. Also, thank you to the Maltese people who are supporting this.
Not really a boring island at all.
Not a boring island at all. I'm from Malta and the Navy was in town. Okay, so you guys might need a bit of context for this. So Malta's a tiny little island.
Yeah.
And sometimes the American Navy or the Royal Navy will come and they'll be there for a bit. But then what happens is all the sailors go down and they kind of go and have get drunk and have big parties with people and have sex with everyone. So, I am in Malta and the Navy was in town. I hooked up with a guy who fell head over heels for me. I thought he was okay, but nothing more than that.
Oh, wow.
On his last night, we had sex in my car. Good. Very Malty thing. But as we finished, I went to drive him back to his ship, I realised I had parked too far down and we were stuck on the rocks. Okay, this is something else that happens quite a lot.
Because
you go down to the seaside and you, if the tide comes in, your car might get stuck on the rocks. It happens.
How far into the sea did...
I'm not going to say that this woman doesn't know how to drive because that would imply that perhaps...
But
Maltese
the parking might be
drive,
an
but,
issue.
But for this woman, at least, parking was an issue because she parked...
On the rocks.
On the rocks.
I guess when seagulls are looking at you and otter and seagulls are looking at you, you're a bit too far in.
I told him he had to get a taxi to get back to his ship because he needed to get back to his ship on time. Mm-hmm. And he reluctantly did. The tow truck guy turned up, obviously, to get the
car.
And he was really hot, so I had sex with him too. Next day, my naval friend and... she wrote friends within inverted commas, told me that he wanted to marry me and he wanted me to be his wife.
Romantic sailor.
Yeah. I never had the heart to tell him I was shagging someone else before he'd even got to his ship. Am I a bad person? No.
Unless there's a pattern. She can park wonderfully, but she knows how hot the tow truck guy is. Are.
Yeah.
So I'm going to really need a tow truck guy in after this.
Yeah.
So because the guy was okay, but the tow truck was hot.
Tow truck guys in Malta are notoriously hot. Have you ever fallen head over heels in love with someone who did not love you back, Luca?
Maybe when I was younger, yes, but romantic. I never even dared to declare my love. It never happened.
What about you, Blank? Ever fallen in love with someone who didn't?
Yeah, kind of.
How sad.
Yeah. In China here?
In China.
What is this person now? Do you follow them on?
Yeah, just friends.
Oh, so, and do they know that you?
No.
Are they
idea.
Are they single? I don't know if he's a she or a he.
When I fancy him, he's single.
Oh, he's single.
But then he find partners.
Oh!
But are they still together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Is there any way we can break them up?
No, I wish him the best of the
future. No, you don't. It's happened to me many times. I've fallen. When I was younger, I would fall. Anyone who had big boobs, I'd fall in love with them. Ah. Straight away, that was it for me. I see someone walking down the street, and I'm like, oh my God.
How romantic. The sailor proposed to her.
Mm-hmm.
The next day.
Yeah. And then she said yes, probably. Because
No. She said, I never had the heart. Oh.
Because if you say just, okay, haha, nice joke, sorry, but your ship is leaving and I'm going to...
I don't think
But
she...
then how? What's the bad... I don't know.
I think she's feeling guilty because... she literally was slept with the guy like within minutes of.
Yeah, but if nothing else happened after that. Yeah.
It's because the first guy, the sailor, is not good at sex, so it's his fault.
It's very true.
Very
there you
good.
Go.
Boys,
very,
like,
yeah, get better.
Learning how to get
better. Get better at sex, basically.
Ask the toy truck service in Malta for advice, and they will be happy to provide you.
I wonder if tow truck people in other countries are that good at sex.
I don't know. Maybe firefighters in Italy. They use
firefighters. Yeah, better than
hot, I don't know.
Better than tow truck. But tow truck people would have, you know, they'd be so good at.
But in Italy, usually they just.
I don't know what I'm doing.
In Italy, usually they remove cars who are parked where they shouldn't be, so nobody loves them because you park on a zebra crossing. And
I think that's why, because they're bad boys, right? That's why she liked. That's probably why she liked. Yeah. Let's just assume that the sailor still is hoping that he's going to end up with her. As he hasn't told him that it's over. What now?
I wouldn't say this. Come on, don't say. Oh, by the way, you know, remember the first night? Oh, yes, when I fell in love with you. Yes, you should have been there. But what's the point? If you, I mean,
yeah, just, yeah.
What can I, can I?
There's no point. There's no point. You're just going to get a naval person who maybe has his finger on the nuclear code.
Yeah, maybe lunch pistols.
Get really upset.
Small.
Yeah, so don't do that. Don't risk.
Yeah, say, do it
World
for your
War
account.
III.
And if you already married him because you didn't have
yeah,
the
and if you did marry him because you never told him that you shagged
just
the
don't say either. Yeah. Imagine if they're married and they listen to the podcast about the lady having a one night with a sailor on a car stuck on the rocks, and then he proposed the following day.
If you are listening, join the Patreon. So it just get onto Patreon, Confessions Podcast.
And don't leave a lady alone when the car is parked correctly because you never know what happens.
Yeah, very true. Or maybe have sex on buses, on public transport. And that way you don't have any of these issues. There you go.
That's,
what's your public transport system like in China? Any good?
Much better than here.
Yeah, much better than here, yeah. Have you ever seen anybody having sex on a bus in China?
No. It's too quick. Like 2 minutes, we arrive.
Oh, wow. Well, enough time for me.
Hornfessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
Should we come up with a name for the episode? Because we were doing that, and then we forgot in the last episode to do that. So basically, we tried to get all the confessions together that we did in this episode, and then we tried to come up with a name that kind of amalgamates everything. So this episode, we had the hot teacher, we had the tow truck, and we had the foreigner and the grandparents.
And the haunted house. Oh.
Right, so how would we connect all those? Grandparents, teachers, and tow truck. All masters in their own way.
Yeah. Are they a bad person?
Am I a bad person?
Yeah, that's just the question. Are they bad person?
Are they that? Yeah. Are they bad people?
Are they bad people?
Are they bad people? Are they bad people? There you go. What a generic.
Yeah, but
what a generic,
you have
slightly
a
bland way of ending.
But
this
the episode podcast. Wasn't bland.
The
at all.
Episode was lovely. It was perfect and great and wonderful.
So many different stories we couldn't find in leitmotiv.
Yeah, so much variety that we couldn't. If only there was less variety. If only our people were more bland, then it would have been easier to come up with them.
Yeah, next time, try to have your fantasies or your real stories, not fantasy, in the same situation.
So we couldn't come up with a name. We couldn't come up with an exciting name. But it doesn't matter, because we had an exciting show.
Yes.
Thank you, Blank, for coming in again. That's two
welcome.
Shows. Yep. Anything you'd like to say? Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, people can follow Blank on social media.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't want people follow me in this.
All right, so don't follow her.
Okay.
Yeah, you weirdos. Don't follow her, you weirdos. Yeah. You horny hornbags. Yeah, stay away from Blank.
She's worried because if you go to Malta, you'll be a foreigner technically. So
exactly.
Do not go there on a Sunday.
Yeah, do not go there on Sundays. Especially, don't go blonde and go to Malta on Sundays and go near anyone's grandparents' house because you will be... And don't... Or maybe call the tow truck people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will know how to service you.
Yeah. Holy shit. Okay.
Very bad.
And on that note, thank you, everybody. Please send in your hornfessionspodcast at gmail.com.
Naked confession. Naked like
naked
Jesus
picture.
On the cross. No. I won't say that again.
Till next time. See you later. Bye.
Forgive me, boys, for I have sinned.
Hornfessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast. Produced by Steve Healy. Presented by Steve Healy and Luca Capani. Music used, Burn the World Waltz, Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. The Chase, Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. Special thanks to Corinne Muscat and to Michelle. Porn Fashions is a Revolt production.